Mr. Ilya Ermakov, thank you for participating at this Motor Ways of the Sea conference. Can you please introduce yourself?
Oh, thank you very much for inviting me for this conference. I'm very much pleased to speak at the audience this morning. So, my name is Ilya Ermakov and I'm Senior Advisor at the Council of the Baltic Sea States. I've spent slightly more than 5 years already doing my job for the Council. And a few words about the CBSS. This is an organization established in 1992 under initiative of two foreign ministers, Germany, Hans-Dieter Henscher, and of Denmark, Uffe Ellemann-Jensen, 1992, as I said, primarily as a council of the foreign ministers. But we do also convene the line ministers' conferences. For example, in 2012, we had a meeting of ministers of transport in Moscow.
Please give a short resume from your held presentation.
I've tried to explain what the Council is about and what opportunities and possibilities for cooperation and collaboration around the Baltic Sea could be offered from our side. We are a regional intergovernmental organization, and that is why our niche, as I see it, is somewhere in between the Baltic Sea Parliamentary Conference. We represent the intergovernmental level, and we have a number of different pan-Baltic organizations, like sub-regional cooperation. We have HELCOM, we have WASAP doing special planning, maritime special planning, and plenty of others. I think that our goals corresponds very much with those of developing the Baltic Sea region as a model maritime region in the global context, keeping it competitive and sustainable in a long perspective. And we can only do it together, collaborating with all the principal actors and introducing new networks, which we do through our expert groups and related networks, as mentioned.
Thank you. What is the most important issue to solve in Baltic Sea perspective?
Well, I think from our perspective, from the Council of the Baltic Sea States, it's to overcome the hindrances imposed by the current international political situation. Because what used to be the real strength behind CBSS, its ability to have regular high-level meetings. Every second year, we used to have the so-called Baltic Sea Summit on the level of heads of government. And annually, the meetings of foreign ministers. It's not the issue during the last 2 years already, and I only hope that we are going to have a high-level meeting in late spring, early summer next year during the current CBSS Poland presidency. That because if we do not send this signal, we elaborate and we accumulate from the working ground. If we do not provide for a clear decision-making chain, then the quality of decisions taken by the national governments or regional organization, a wider, more comprehensive international bodies, would have less value for the region. And we are going to lose our time. And we do not have that luxury if we want to keep ourselves competitive in the global context.
Thank you. To learn from other transport modes, what do you think is the primary issue, if any, that shipping as a transport mode should look further into?
Well, I think first the maritime transport has to fight for its future as such, because we've had too many conferences, seminars, inviting the financial sector, listening to the same story that yes, guys, you are good, but not attractive enough to ask for money. And that's quite a cry in the desert, probably. But this is a very essential point, to fight for its share in a general and global economy, first. And secondly, we have to define the optimal niche for the maritime transport in between all the modes of transportation. Because the society as such do not have to invest twice or several times doing a same move of goods and transport. We only need the smartest ones, the most efficient from the broader perspective. We should think not only as businesses, but as societies as well. Also not only nation by nation, but also regionally and creating the longer value chains. And of course, we should learn from each other, who is the technology patterns and modes of attracting, of developing projects, and probably we could make it together with the other actors in the market, transportation market.
Yes, talking about the smart ideas, what are the success factors enabling us to take the technical leap?
Well, I will not pretend I'm the expert in this field. I can only offer to take a closer look at the opportunities provided by the Council, by a couple of networks we are developing right now. First, the Baltic Sea Science Network. It's about the so-called smart specialization between the nations of the Baltic Sea. Who is the best in at what? And how do we combine our efforts and share our funds to doing specific parts of a more general research? And secondly, how do we can overcome the gaps and the differences around the Baltic Sea between less and more developed parts of the surrounding countries? How do we provide for a better use of the scientific and research facilities, especially large-scale facilities? How do we invite small and medium-sized businesses and especially young, innovative enterprises, greenfields, giving them access to very much expensive research facilities? This is the things which could be discussed or promoted through our networks. Another thing is discussing the public-private partnerships in the Baltic Sea region. We've tried to initiate a cooperation network in this field, but after spending almost 2 years, we had to to freeze this type of cooperation until better times. Partly because of huge differences in like doing PPPs from country to country, and secondly, once again, it's about general political situation internationally.
Yes, thank you. A year from now, what do you think will be the main topic that will be discussed within this shipping industry with roots inside ECA?
Well, we've been lucky so far, experiencing extremely low oil prices and marine fuel as well, the cleaner marine fuel. And we do not have any guarantee for the future that the situation will not radically change once again. So one should keep in mind that the problem is not been solved yet, not absolutely. So we must still work together to be prepared to any fluctuations in the fuel market, bunker fuel market. And secondly, once again, we should look for more long-term solutions for the shipping industry, shipbuilding, engineering, and especially funding the maritime industry as such. And we can only do it in close collaboration between the public decision makers and businesses. I would like to have more, I would like to have a stronger input from the business side, telling the politicians, what are their visions? What are the integral solutions for the region? Not to spend our money twice or even several times solving the same problem, or not financing the blind gate, short-sighted technical or technological endeavors.
Is that something you like to add?
Well, thank you once again for inviting me to the conference, and a few words about the Zero Vision tool. We at CBSS, we are well aware of your activity, and during the Finland CBSS presidency, we invited the ZVT to Helsinki to deliver your achievements. So a white paper is being studied by us, and we are looking forward to even closer cooperation between our expert group on maritime policy and Zero Vision Tool, which will be invited to speak once again at the EGMP meeting in Warsaw in early December this year, and we hope we'll have a joint presentation with you and other Pan-Baltic organizations with maritime competence during the European Maritime Day 2016 in Turku in May next year. Thank you so much.
Thank you.